Boy, this was a special recent moment in Arizona Coyotes history when lighting the lamp, that's hockey vernacular for scoring a goal, when lighting the lamp became a passing of the torch.
Puck in front, they score!
Yeah, Josh Doan, the son of longtime Coyote Shane Doan, scored his first NHL goal in a Coyotes uniform in his first NHL game. But it appears that the history of the NHL will soon end in State 48, and that would probably be ending tonight. Joining us is Luke Lipinski, half of the Wolf and Luke show on Arizona Sports. And Luke, of course, is the pre- and post-game host for Arizona Coyotes broadcast. Luke, got to start with this. Is this really the end? Is this a done deal? Is there any chance they're staying, or is this already set in stone?
I mean, nothing's official yet, obviously, but I would say of all the ups and downs with this particular topic over the years, this is the worst it has felt. I mean, this and when they lost the Tempe vote last year, that was actually a good deal for everybody. So once they lost that, that kind of put us down this path where a day like today seemed a lot more realistic.
Is there a lack of communication between upper management and ownership? Because, I mean, just last week we were talking about this new arena and entertainment center proposed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily within the organization. I think there's just a lot of moving parts. And the second you try to do anything, you know, politics gets involved on some level. And, you know, just by the nature of it, you have more people from the outside that are getting involved that don't necessarily know all the details yet. And, you know, to be fair, this is not the relocation issue is not something that just randomly came up a week or two ago. It's been hanging over this franchise for, unfortunately, like a decade.
Yeah.
I would say that in a lot of ways behind the scenes, it looked like it was a lot better now than it was at times over the last decade. So in that sense, it's sort of weird to see them leave right now.
Yeah. So it kind of makes you wonder what was the straw that broke the camel's back. We were kind of speculating earlier, at least I was. Was it, you know, Scottsdale's mayor saying, look, I don't like that this arena, this potential arena would be bordering my city's, you know, land. And, you know, he was concerned, had concerns about infrastructure. Was it that that did it? Or do you know anything in particular that made this decision for the franchise?
Well, something like that. I mean, that's a perfect example of you know, what I was saying. The second you get politics involved and, you know, politicians have other things they're working on. And so it's just the immediate reaction is, oh, that's going to cause more traffic on the 101 or something. It's like, yeah, maybe at 11:30 p.m. on a Tuesday night. I mean, we're not talking about moving the Super Bowl out there 162 times a year. It's an NHL team with a smaller arena that's out there 41 times a year. And the traffic is very late at night when most people aren't driving anyway, because that's the only time everybody's, you know, leaving the arena at the same time. People don't all arrive at the arena at the same time. So that's a perfect example of just, I don't think that was like the straw. If you're asking me for one specific event, I think it was them losing the Tempe vote last year, because it's not like they were doing that out of the goodness of their heart to try to help the city and this and that. It was just a situation where everybody's interests kind of just became aligned. So they would have been cleaning up a landfill and they would have been paying for all of it. And people just didn't believe that. And so I don't think the decision was made last May, but once that happened, that sent them down a path towards this, like I said, really actually becoming a reality.
We are talking with Luke Lipinski, half of the Wolf and Luke show on Arizona Sports, as well as the pre- and post-game host for Arizona Coyotes broadcast on the morning of what is likely the last Arizona Coyotes game. You and I have known each other a while, Luke, and I know this was always your dream to be a hockey broadcaster. Tell me what you're feeling this morning.
I don't think it's totally sunk in yet. I mean, I can tell you that's going to hit me at some point this summer, probably. The two things that are hitting me right now are, this is a fan base that has been asked to invest for a long time without necessarily knowing about stability. And they get beat up by a lot of other fan bases around the league, you know, on social media and even in actual media and broadcasts or whatever. They're told they don't exist, and then they're made fun of for existing and supporting a team that's been that has struggled on the ice over the years. So the fact that this team is legitimately getting good right now, that they've already scored the most goals this season they've ever season. They've got, you know, three of the top young players in all of hockey, and they're legitimate players. The fact, if this really happens now, it's really a slap in the face to the fan base. But the other thing, you're right, this has always been my dream, but I also have a dream job at the radio station.
Right.
I have a lot of friends that are losing, if this happens, that they would lose their jobs, and they don't, you know, this is their career. So you have to make a decision if you're going to start over, if you're going to uproot your family. That's the sort of stuff that people don't always think about when they're just like, oh, this is kind of a cool story. This hockey team might leave. Like, no, you know, there's hundreds, maybe thousands of people whose livelihood's going to be directly affected by what potentially happens this week. And really, I would say for no good reason.
And finally, Luke, will we get another shot at an NHL franchise in the Valley?
I do still, if this really happens, I do still believe Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, wants a team here. There's a lot of legitimate all-star players in the NHL now that came from Scottsdale and Phoenix, and that was not the case 10 years ago, for sure.
All right. Thanks again, Luke Lipinski, who is the pre- and post-game host for Arizona Coyotes broadcast, possibly broadcasting his last game tonight for the Arizona Coyotes.